You can all help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 283. 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? 283.
Thank you. read the reading of the Word of God is from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 55. The prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me and eat. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, that your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that he may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. It shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The Lord bless the word we have read to us. Help us in prayer. Dear Lord, grant us grace and humility, the Holy Spirit's divine teaching. Oh, teach us how to pray. Help us to bring our burdens and our cares, things that our soul needs, things that are needed in the pathway. And at this time, faith in the precious and glorious name of Jesus. Oh, to pray, plead in his name, if ye shall ask anything in my name, he said, I will do it. Lord, what a precious name is the name of Jesus. Oh, what glorious truths are to be known through that name. And Lord, we pray therefore for thy Spirit's teaching. Keep us from repetition. But oh, help us to bring our needs, to cast on thee our burdens and our cares. Lord Jesus, abide with us this night. Oh, what is the house to me except the Master? There I see. We do pray that we may have that sweet token of the presence of Christ. But Lord, how to pray, what to pray for. Lord, it isn't by nature, and it isn't by fallen nature that prayer is indeed brought before thee. It must be grace. Grace that makes us feel our need. Grace that gives us faith in the all-prevailing and precious name of Christ. Lord, help us to come just as we are. We would approach thee, Lord, seeking forgiveness and pardon for another day's sins and another day's iniquities. Oh, many have been thy mercies and much have been thy care over us. Lord, we have multitudes of mercy to thank thee for. But, oh, dear Lord, thou knowest we are not deserving of the least of these blessings and favours that we have known today. Lord, we have not lacked anything. Kind and gracious God, humble us before thee at this time, Lord, in the knowledge of thy goodness. But we would see, indeed feel the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, may our petitions be offered in the name of Jesus and enter into the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth. Now we thank thee, Lord, for the desire to be found in thy house. Lord, we wasn't born without desire, but we trust it has been by the grace of God that we have that sweet desire to be found where thy people gather. Lord, may we be one with them this night. May the Holy Spirit teach us and lead us into thy word. Lord, may there be some blessed benefits and profit known through the means of grace this night. Lord Jesus, do touch thy people with a touch of love. Help us to bless thee for thy word. Lord, when we think that for thy people's sake, the word came down and came down from heaven. Lord, we think of those Israelites when their food came from heaven. Manna was found every morning for 6 days of the week. And there was a sufficiency in that provision for the seventh day too. And we think, Lord, of the days of Ruth. Oh, there was gleaners in the field of Boaz. Let there be in this house of God gleaners. Lord, come to hear and come to find that for their own souls, good and profit. Lord, application of the truth is thy work, Lord. So we pray thou help us with the word and help us to speak, Lord, but oh, the application, Lord, is thy work and thy work alone. Are the hungry souls, are the needy, or how much prayer and supplication has been brought before thee before we have entered thy courts. Lord, divine blessing we pray for. Lord, if there's divine life, there's been divine blessing. But oh, do feed the souls of the hungry. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, we read, for they shall be filled. Lord, and we read elsewhere, somewhere, about crumbs that fall from the Master's table. Lord, we do pray, therefore, that our coming together tonight may not be just a habit, Lord, or conformity, but rather for the benefit of our precious souls. So remember here Lord, the church that is planted here. But Lord, we pray that there may be others added to it who shall put on Christ by an open profession, that shall indeed enter into the gospel ordinances out of love to him. Oh, we do pray, Lord, let thy work appear indeed, Lord, that thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children, those who hold office. Grant them the grace, Lord, to use their office well. Oh, may it, Lord, be times of blessing, and unto the church then, and bless those in that have the responsibility of the sanctuary. We would not leave out, Lord, those who fear God. We would not leave out those who are found in their seats on service time, Lord. Oh, draw out, and yet, Lord, work mightily. And may there be those, Lord, who shall say, hinder me not, my much loved friends, for I must go with thee. Lord, we do pray to see times of increase, times of reviving, times of blessing. Oh, let thy work, therefore, thy word, therefore, be blessed to be a means of blessing. Lord, may the seekers be finders, and may the gleaners be satisfied with gleaning. Oh, hear our prayer, prosper thy word, build up the church, establish it and strengthen it. Bless the ministry, Lord, in this place. Thy servants come weeknight and Sabbath day, but oh, may they come with a word for this people. Lord, it is a wonderful mercy, Lord, to find the word which thou hast sent and has prepared the hearts to receive it. Lord, we read in the gospel of that good ground. The seed was good and the ground was good, and it brought forth fruit a hundredfold. But Lord, that is thy work, that's not man's work. Oh, we do long to hear, Lord, and long to see also a heart that's prepared for the word, a condition, Lord, which the word has been sent for. Lord, that coming together, which is for the good of souls and for thy glory. So bless the preachers who stand in this pulpit with all needed help. And yet, Lord, we must ask thee also, may there be a exercise amongst those who care for the cause, that thou would yet grant them an under shepherd. Raise up in the midst, Lord, let there not be a satisfaction of a supply system, but Lord, may there be those who shall plead with thee that thou would indeed bless them with an under shepherd who shall be established, Lord, in this place to feed the flock, Lord, with the finest of the wheat. Lord, we would remember and pray for all thy servants, wherever they are and whoever they are. Oh, what grace is needed to be a servant of God, what grace is needed, Lord, to preach the word. Oh, how one has to wait for thee as well as wait upon thee. Dear Lord, in this place, work mightily by grace, Lord, through the word preached. Bless it and make it a blessing, so that there may be tokens for good and tokens of thy special love. Lord, we do pray, therefore, that thou would remember that the young people, Lord, those that are have grown up into life, but Lord, may they indeed be found waiting on thee and for thee. Oh, thou hast said in the word, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Dear Lord, we do pray that there may be those here amongst the young that shall commit their spiritual way as well as their providential way. Oh, bless the word, make it a blessing. Lord, we live in evil times, and thou knowest, Lord, we need keeping from the evil. Lord, the trouble is we have an evil nature. And oh, grant us that separating grace, a Lord that turns from the world and seeks after the way which is that leads to life. Lord, oh, we do pray, Lord, keep us from all evil. Lord, this old heart, this old nature, Lord, lives on evil and delights in evil. But Lord, preserve us from seeking that which is evil. Oh, thou hast said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Lord, amongst us here, may there be those who indeed shall do that. Lord, that daily their desires may be brought to thee, and to seek to know the will of God in their pathway of life. Lord, we do seek, therefore, that thou would bless us together this night. And Lord, although this is an evil age, an evil land, Lord, keep us from being in the world. Oh, keep us from being like the world. And Lord, may we commit our way, cast our burden, look to thee for everything. Lord, daily blessings. Oh, may we, Lord, seek thee for every mercy and every favour. Lord, and the language, Lord, of the Church of Christ, may it be found in our hearts. Oh, Lord, how dependent we are upon thy Spirit for that real work of grace. Lord, that not this that which appears to be religion, but a real work of grace. Lord, once said, I will arise and go to my Father and say to him, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight no more worthy to be called thy son. Lord, make us sensible sinners, but also grant us the grace to repent. Grant us the grace to confess. Lord, help us to look to Jesus Christ. Oh, help us to seek for that precious blood to be applied, that washes away, that cleanseth away, Lord, all sin. It is sufficient. Dear Lord, be with us now and be with us in our pathways. Oh, preserve us and keep us in this evil age, Lord, from the world and all its evil. Forgive, Lord, the poverty of our prayers, and help us, Lord, now, as we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 273. Pensive, doubting, fearful heart, hear what Christ the Saviour says. Every word should joy impart, change thy mourning into praise. Yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May he help thee to believe. Then thou presently wilt see, thou hast little cause to grieve. 273.
Thank you.
dependent entirely upon the help of God. I seek your attention to the reading, the 55th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, and the verse 11. Isaiah 55, verse 11. I will also read the verse 10 as well, so that there is a coming together upon the word. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Great mercy, dear friends, if you and I are indeed hearers of his word. Oh, how solemn it would be if we were by birth and practice that we had what we might call a spiritual deafness. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. But the Lord communicates to his family, indeed to speak into their hearts. To those who have heard his voice, dear friends, what a blessing that is. And that it's not only a spiritual blessing, but it overcomes everything else. By nature, we are deaf to warnings. By nature, we do not desire to hear his voice. But if the Lord has called you by his grace, you will long to hear his voice. In one of the Psalms, it says, "Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit." I hope you will forgive this, but I may have told you this before. I was once a witness to a remarkable engineering work in a factory. And it was such was this tremendous work that it was deafening. Where this was going on, they used to have cabins where you went in and shut the door so you could speak one to another. Otherwise, you couldn't hear. Well, dear friends, I was standing there watching this remarkable engineering work, but the Lord spoke, and I heard his voice. Nobody could hear a human voice. It was impossible. But you know, dear friends, I heard his voice. I was watching this tremendous work going on, deafening noise. Or it must have been, if you worked in that environment, you would have surely affliction of the hearing if you worked there long enough, unless you took some sort of precaution. But what did the Lord say? I heard it, dear friends, not in my natural hearing, but in my heart. And it was a line of a hymn. And it made me think. I was watching this, as I said, you know, and it was very deafening. But the Lord spoke, and he said something to this effect, that there was something greater than this. that the Lord would do. I can't remember the exact words at this moment of time. It has left me, but how to my spiritual benefit. Oh, one strange work. That's what it was. One strange work exceeds them all. And you know, dear friends, if you and I have an interest in Jesus Christ and him crucified, oh, that one strange work. Oh, dear friends, how valuable is that strange work? So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. If the Lord has an eternal favour towards you, oh, dear friends, he will speak, and he will speak into the heart. I would suppose this, dear friends, has been one of the benefits of health, that you have the natural ability to hear, which is a great mercy. But it's a greater mercy, dear friends, if you hear his voice. One strange work exceeds them all. Well, that was God's work. I don't know if there's anyone else that was present at that particular time in my life, because no one mentioned it, dear friends, but I had that complete assurance and comfort the Lord has spoke to me respecting a better work than man could do, a work of grace. You know, dear friends, if you and I were left as we were born, born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and lived our life out, dear friends, when we come to die, there would be nothing there. There would be evidence of the Lord's work. But he does speak to his people. And his people are indeed instructed by his word. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. How many come to the house of God tonight? How many will come to the house of God on Sunday morning? Not to hear whoever's in the pulpit, but to hear the voice of God. And dear friends, you will desire it. If you and I are under a work of grace, there will be certain things that you'll desire to hear. Oh, if he has by grace convinced you of sin, dear friends, made you, I was going to say, spiritually miserable. Oh, how you long to hear the voice of Jesus Christ. How you long to hear, dear friends, that which will indeed take away the affliction and take away the solemnity of the affliction. I may have told you this, I possibly have, and forgive me if I have, but I remember one particular day, oh, many years back, when I travelled through that particular day under conviction of sin, severe affliction of sin. Oh, how I long for mercy. I used to disappear where no one could find me and beg the Lord that he might speak. Well, he never did till I was going home. And I can remember now, and I said this the other day, I could take you to the road and a spot of ground almost where the kindness and the mercy of God appeared. And he spoke to me. I was travelling home in my car. I had two or three other people with me. But you know, when the Lord speaks, he speaks into the heart. And he said this, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I can't explain the joy. Neither can I explain the peace. Neither can I explain the love that filled my heart to a good and gracious God, that took away my captivity, that removed all my sin and all my iniquity. I can't explain what it is. Dear friends, it's beyond human ability to explain the mercy of God in words. But you will know, if you have ever tasted a little of the Lord's mercy and kindness, you will know it in the measure that he will bring it to you. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. And what a favour, dear friends, if you, a poor, hell-deserving sinner, can trace in your spiritual life those times when he has spoken. Perhaps you've gone up to the house of God with the burden of sin. Do you know what it is to wend your way to chapel when there's a service, and your desires go before you? I used to go to chapel in those days, and when he gave his text, or when he gave his chapter out, the minister, I used to think, I wonder what text it will be, whether it will be one for my soul. And I remember feeling abject poverty, dear friends, when the word was not suited to my case. I used to go home miserable, utter miserable, nothing to say, nothing, no effect of the word of God. But I tell you this, dear friends, I was there when the door opened up next time. You know, if the Lord gives you an appetite for spiritual things, or a desire for spiritual things, you will listen for his voice. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. You see, there's an eternal purpose when the Lord speaks. Now I know, dear friends, and I know this very solemnly, that he also speaks condemnation. Oh, you know, he'll convince his people of their gross iniquity and their sin, and it will cause them to cry, and it will cause them to mourn, and it will cause them to seek for the Lord to speak to their soul words of peace and words of mercy. Have you ever thought, dear friends, what those dear souls in the days of the pilgrimage of Jesus Christ, all those times when he spoke to them words of mercy, what relief flowed into their heart, what joy and praise would have formed upon their spirit to the blessed Saviour of sinners. Now, dear friends, there's something very precious in this word. I woke in the night with it, and it was a word very precious. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Now let that be, dear friends, a comfort to you, that he doesn't take back what he says. If he has spoken words of mercy to your soul, son, thy sins be forgiven thee, daughter, go in peace, whatever it is, dear friends, if you can look back, you that are here listening tonight, if you can look back or trace back in your pathway of life those particular times when he has spoken to your soul, dear friends, this is a word which will surely be a word of comfort to such souls. The Lord does not withdraw. If he has blessed you through his word, dear friends, that word will remain. It doesn't change his mind. If you've got a gracious God, he's a God who doesn't change his mind. But he speaks, dear friends. Oh, it's wonderful mercy, dear friends. I know you can say, well, people tell you this and tell you that, and I'll remind you what's in this chapter or some other chapter. But although that's very often a means which the Lord can use, it's not like, dear friends, this best of blessings, so shall my word. Dear friends, I take it to be that it isn't only his word, but it is him that speaks it. And there's power in his word, and there's application in his word. And oh, there are precious seasons, dear friends, if you can trace the mercy of God in what he says. Many people, and rightly so, dear friends, oh, I'm not changing the word at all, but many people speak highly, of course, and should do, of what the Lord Jesus Christ did. Oh, they trace his 33 years in this world, and they trace his mercy that he reveals to poor sinners in their afflictions. Then they trace out also his suffering body and soul as he gave himself a ransom for many. Oh, these are right things, dear friends, and the Lord bless you as you search out the scriptures of truth. But oh, these mercies, dear friends, that he's spoken to you personally. He's spoken into the heart. Oh, I thought sometimes how you go through, a period of time when the Lord is silent and it tries you. And you have to say with that which we quoted, "Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit." You go back to the beginnings of a work of grace, dear friends, and you'll long to hear his voice. Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought, do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Oh, how, dear friends, you long to be indeed confirmed as amongst the children of God. How you long to hear his comforting voice, his saving voice. I spoke recently, it came to my mind sometime recently about the dying thief. You know, there he was crucified on the cross next to Jesus. Grace was working in his soul because he spoke to Christ and he said, "Remember me, O Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom." And the Lord spoke to him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Dear friends, what a comfort that must have been to that thief. The other thief was more content to come down from the cross. Dear friends, there's no doubt about it, he would return to his sinful ways because there was no grace in his heart. But the dying thief who went to glory wanted to hear from the lips of Jesus his eternal prospect being confirmed. "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." It is often said, dear friends, that that dying thief died with full assurance. And child of God, is that not what you would desire to indeed to rest upon on your last moments in this world? Full assurance. Oh, what a comfort that would be to your poor soul as time ebbs out and the afflictions of the body or mind, whatever it is that has brought you to this last day, is a trouble to you and a distress to you. But what a mercy, dear friends, if you have a word from Jesus Christ through his Spirit, which will confirm your standing for time and confirm your standing for eternity. I think of those words, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient." I find, dear friends, these illustrations that we have in Scripture to be of great humility, or should cause great humility. I had a dear pastor who used to preach here, and you know, amongst the things that he used to say, he said to me once, and I won't tell you the full account of it, but he said to me, "Now ask the Lord and see what he says." And every situation in pathway of life, dear friends, he would say, "Well, ask the Lord." And you know, that was the way which confirmed the pathway which this poor sinner had to walk. "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. You know, I was going to say I hope, and I mean this in love. I hope the souls here that have been spoken to by a good and gracious God. And I hope, dear friends, that they stand in need of confirmation, and they have sought out, oh, that the Lord would renew that word. Oh, that the Lord would revive that word in my own soul. They seek, dear friends, the Lord will speak again. And I say this to you in all love and affection. The Lord will never speak once to his people. You know, those blessed times and seasons in your spiritual life, dear friends, they are supported by what the Lord has spoken. You know, in that particular instance, I was talking about my late pastor. Well, the next time I saw him, he said to me, "Well, has he spoken?" And I said, "Yes, he has." He said, "Well, you can tell me." I said, "Well, it was nothing to do with the particular subject that we was talking about." And he said, "What does that matter?" And it was a matter which confirmed the ministry. And yet the matter which we discussed before then was nothing to do with the ministry. Well, it opened up, of course, between us, a dialogue of the exercise of the ministry. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It's not for me to inquire, but you know, dear friends, you that are here tonight, you know what the Lord has spoken. And I'm sure of this, it will be a trial to you. What will be the trial, dear friends? It will be a trial how it will come to pass, whether it was from the Lord. You know, we quoted that hymn, "'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought, do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not?" And there's no greater question, and there's no greater answer either. Dear friends, there's so many Christians which I would describe as being assuming that they are Christians. They go to church or chapel, and they sing the hymns, and they read the scriptures, so on and forth. Dear friends, and I would be very careful, but dear friends, that is the pathway of a believer, they would say. Oh, how vital it is, dear friends, to be confirmed by the word of God. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Oh, may it encourage you, this word, that if the Lord has, when the Lord speaks, he doesn't change his mind. Dear friends, he will indeed bring to pass what he promises. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And if you, some of you, all of you, I hope, have come to the time, dear friends, when you can look back on the promises of Scripture which the Lord has spoken. If the Lord has begun to exercise such a soul here, and it matters not, dear friends, should I quote what it is, it matters not whether it's the ordinances of his house, or it matters not if it's the ministry of the word, or whatever it is. Dear friends, how trying it is. You know, the Lord works not by how we work. We would hasten. We would expect it to be done in a moment and brought to pass almost next day. But you know, the Lord often lays up in the soul of his people his eternal mind and the purposes of his eternal mind. But you know, dear friends, it's often a long time before it comes to pass. There is a word, isn't there, in the Psalms. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast called me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. Or perhaps there's a dear soul here. I would that there was more than one. But rest upon a good and gracious God upon his word. You know, dear friends, when the Lord speaks to his people, oh, how precious that is. When he speaks, dear friends, he begins to reveal his eternal purposes and his mind. You know, that is the blessing, dear friends. We quoted just now about the dying thief, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Well, that was, dear friends, the revelation of the eternal mind of the Son of God. All that dying thief had to do was to die. And his immortal soul was in glory, was to be with Christ, which is far better. Wonderful preparation, dear friends, is the Lord's word. And whether it is in your pathway in life, whether it is the ordinances of his house, or the ministry, or whatever it is, he speaks, dear friends, and he confirms his eternal purpose for you. But oh, the time, dear friends, which elapses before it comes to pass. Somebody said to me once, respecting a minister, I think he waited 20, more than 20 years for the exercise of the ministry to come to pass. And I'm afraid he was a bit foolish. I don't know that I should have said that to anyone else. But who he spoke to, he said, what does it matter, 20 or 10 years, if the Lord has spoken? And I said, well, if he spoke to you 20 years, it would matter a lot, because you would begin to think it would never come to pass. But you know, that tried, the word of God is tried. And the Lord sees fit to try it. Dear friends, he tries it for his people's good, and to confirm also to his dear people his faithfulness to his own word. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. He is faithful to his own word. When it comes to pass, dear friends, is to be in it his own time and his own way. But you know, dear friends, if you have something to wait upon the Lord for, it's a great mercy, dear friends. I remember once, since I was preaching, I was exercised about a pastorate. Little did I know, of course, that it was a Zohar. But I remember going to chapel one night, or preparing to go to chapel one Wednesday night, when our pastor was still with us. And I went away on my own, and I begged the Lord that he might confirm my exercise respecting the pastor, of being a pastor. The Lord knew, what, dear friends, I was not seeking something for my own elation, but to prove the Lord's matter in the exercise. Well, I went to chapel that Wednesday night, and the Lord's servant, who you knew very well, had this text. And oh, when he read this chapter, and then he read the text, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Well, dear friends, it confirmed me in the exercise of the word, and how long it came to pass after that was insignificant, really. I don't think it was that long. But you know, dear friends, it was an answer to prayer. And I tell you this, dear friends, if any of you have the word of God rested upon your spirit concerning what his will and purpose for you and with you, you may have to wait. And you will have to wait, dear friends, but what a mercy if that is confirmed to you, that it is his word, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. However long, dear friends, that you may have to wait upon the Lord to make the way and to prove it is his word. I was going to say, is it material? Dear friends, you will need grace, because his word will surely be tried, and Satan will try it, and your own evil, unbelieving heart will try it. But you know, the word tells us it shall not return unto me void. What the Lord has said, he will do, and he'll bring to pass. Oh, wonderful mercy. I remember particularly a word, and I hope you'll forgive me, dear friends, if I speak about my own experience. But I said just now about I was asked by the last pastor a matter. And when I asked the Lord for a word, I was indeed exercised. But the only word I got was this: feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. And he said to me, well, has the Lord spoken? And I said, yes. So he said, well, what did he say? I said, well, I can't tell you. I said, because you're the pastor. And this word, as you will know, dear friends, by what I've told you, is not about anything else but preaching. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight. Dear friends, I had to tell him. And he wasn't the least a bit surprised. I think I was more surprised than he was. He was apparently expecting such a time. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. It's a great mercy, dear friends, if you and I have these seasons when the Lord makes known his will and his purpose. On particularly respecting the ministry, I had a dear father who was coming down to the end of his life, and he lived out the balance of his days in Bethesda. And he said to the matron there, why can't I be spared to hear him preach? And her answer was this: all these died in faith. And he was content. He had the exercise of the ministry, my ministry, but he was content to leave it to the Lord. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Dear friends, if you've got a word from God, as I said, it will be a tried word. And the longer that you have that word upon your spirit, the longer it will be tried. So I mentioned just now that word, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word quickeneth me. Oh, how, dear friends, we get persuaded that it is God's word, and we almost expect it to come within hours or days. But it may be years before these things come to pass. But dear friends, this is a word that will assure you that what he has spoken. And I do hope, and I say this very kindly, if there's a tried person in this chapel who has a word upon their spirit which tries them, dear friends, it will come to pass. Nothing can prevent it. The word of God is the will of God. And if he makes known to you by his word, he'll make known to you his will. Dear friends, and nothing will bring it, nothing will prevent it coming to pass. You may grow older, or you certainly will grow older, and you may be tried as though you're going to be too old for these things to come to pass. But dear friends, it will come to pass. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. I want to go back. I read the verse 10 because it goes with the length, of course. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. Dear friends, you and I have no control of the rain or the snow. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, we've no control over those elements. They come from heaven and they come to earth according to the purposes of God, dear friends, and it shall be so. So the Lord, the Holy Spirit, uses the illustration of rain and snow and the benefit of it. But watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be. The Lord sends his word for his people's spiritual profit and good. The Lord sends rain and snow on the earth from heaven. And as we read, dear friends, it is used for the prosperity of the earth. Now the Lord uses his word for the benefit of his dear people. And dear friends, as sure as nature, the God of nature will bring to pass his purposes in the seed and the sower and bread to the eater and so on, dear friends, so will the Lord bring to pass his will and purpose respecting your spiritual life and pathway. I think, dear friends, of the importance of the Word of God. You know, people who are exercised children of God, how they are dependent on the purposes of God coming to pass. But what a mercy, dear friends, if you have something to wait upon the Lord for and something to tell the Lord about. If he has spoken to you concerning whatever it may be, and I feel it would be very unwise to try to draw conclusions for certain things. But if he has spoken to you respecting anything, dear friends, he has revealed his will, and he will tell you by that, dear friends, what will come to pass. You know, one of the mercies of God's grace is, I was going to say, communication. It's not taking the word from the scriptures and using it or misapplying it. Dear friends, if the Lord speaks, he speaks into your heart, you'll hear his voice. Oh, he'll condescend to make his will and purpose known to you, dear friends, in your own soul. And as I said already, dear friends, be sure of this, dear friends, that there will be many things that will be tried. I do hope there are those here that God has exercised respecting their future path. I do hope that this word that the Lord has sent this night, dear friends, is indeed sent for the purpose of encouraging or confirming that though you may wait a long time, dear friends, you'll never wait forever. It will never fail. The word of truth can never fail. What is recorded in the scriptures of truth is the will of God. And you know, dear friends, although you have to wait, and you'll need that patience, which is spoken of by the apostle in the epistle to the Hebrews, you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. But what a mercy, dear friends, if you have something to wait on the Lord for. Dear friends, but it will be to bring forth his purposes, his mind, his eternal mind. And what a wonderful thing, dear friends, if the Lord condescends to prepare you for what is his will and his purpose. What a mercy, dear friends, that you can indeed leave the matter with the Lord. Cast, he said, on me thy care, 'tis enough that I am nigh. I will all thy burdens bear, I will all thy needs supply. Wonderful mercy, dear friends, if the Lord has made known his will to you, and you wait for it, and you wait upon him for it. And those times, dear friends, are trying times, and you'll need much grace. Oh, dear friends, and know what how it will indeed cause the enemy to try to disturb you or to distress you or to cause you to doubt. Oh, the sin of unbelief. What a terrible sin that is, to doubt the Lord's purpose and his mind, and to doubt what he intends to do through his word. You know, some people are, in many cases, dear friends, particularly, of course, of the ministry, I've heard the Lord's servant speaker being persuaded and encouraged and such things as that. But you know, the exercise of the ministry, dear friends, doesn't begin and end with just the movement of the mind. Dear friends, if you if such a soul was sent to preach, you'll need the word of God every time. You know, dear friends, he will never fail. It is one thing to say that he's made known to you what his will is as far as your journey in life are concerned, but you'll certainly need his word throughout life's journey. Oh, the Lord won't be silent to his dear people. He communes with them. He uses them in places where he'll have them to be. He'll make them to be, to find their home and their spiritual place, dear friends, where he'll have them to be. And he'll bring them there by his word. So shall my word be to go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Wonderful mercy, dear friends, if you've got the grace or are given the grace to bow to his sovereign will. You know, dear friends, there's no people say, it will be not the place because of this or because of that. But the Lord, if the Lord's will is, dear friends, to you to indeed be found where he'll have you to be, he'll give you the grace to be there. And he'll give you the grace to wait upon him. The Lord will make a way. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. You know, I must come to an end. But you know, dear friends, this is the part, this is just beginning of it. Dear friends, if he has by his word given you some indication of his will and purpose, how dependent you will be upon him from that moment onwards, not only to bring it to pass, but to maintain that grace, dear friends, to continue in that path. I've heard of ministers have to wait upon the Lord to the last moment as far as texts are concerned and so on. But you know, dear friends, if the Lord has sent a man to preach, he will provide what to preach. However great the unbelief is, dear friends, he will indeed supply that need. I don't believe there's a soul, dear friends, who is subject to the word of God that has been disappointed or has been brought to nothing. Dear friends, if the Lord has said or he has made known his will to you, dear friends, he'll bring it to pass whatever opposes and whatever unbelief afflicts you. There we shall leave the word. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Jempson is expected to preach next Lord's Day, Mr. Stephen Rosier next Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1098. O God of mercy, hear my call, my load of guilt remove, break down this separating wall that bars me from my love. 1098.
Lord, own and bless thine own word, and forgive and pardon all that's been amiss. And Lord, when we leave thy house, take us each to our homes in peace and safety. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, remain with us now and always. Amen.